give us an update on what's happening this morning is Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning. Happy Friday, everyone. Governor Mitch Daniels goes for a Friday ride today. This morning, leading his 7th annual motorcycle ride to benefit the Indiana National Guard Relief Fund. WFYI's Marianne Holland reports.
The motorcycle ride starts in the morning at the State House. Riders, including Governor Mitch Daniels, will take a southern tour from Indianapolis, south to Perry County near the Kentucky border, then back north to the French Lick Resort. The event is free, but riders are taking donations to support the Indiana National Guard Relief Fund. The money makes possible financial grants to Indiana soldiers and their families who are going through tough times due to soldiers being mobilized. Last year, more than 500 bikers participated in the ride. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.
Veterans who have served at Camp Atterbury will be honored during a special service tomorrow. The ceremony will be held at the Veterans Memorial Wall at the base near Edinburgh. It'll include music and speeches and the laying of a wreath to honor units and veterans that have deployed through Camp Atterbury since World War II. The ceremony starts at 9:30 tomorrow morning and is open to the public. Congressman Andre Carson hosts a job fair today at IUPUI. The event runs from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the IUPUI Campus Center. Last year, more than 90 employers with 2,000 job openings attended the annual fair, which also offers tips on interviewing and resume writing. The Indiana Department of Environmental Management hosted an informational session in Warsaw this week on a controversial agricultural issue. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Sean Beter reports.
The session was held in response to 5 new permits filed with the state to open or expand large animal feeding operations, known as CFOs and CAFOs. While it was not a public hearing, IDEM officials got an earful from Kosciuszko County residents like Mark Vance, who says he's not anti-agriculture, but believes waste from some CAFOs pose a threat.
For our lakes, for the environment, for the air, and decrease in property value, and just public health in general.
Ryan Sands is one of the farmers looking to expand his family's hog farm. He says he came to the meeting to help clear up misinformation about his family's operation.
You know, we ask people to come and find us if they want to learn about stuff. Come and ask us. You know, don't read the internet. If you want to know the facts, come and find a farmer.
IDEM is currently taking written public comment about CAFOs in the permitting process. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sean Beter.
Earlier this week, Purdue experts said the weather would affect Indiana crop yields this year, and now U.S. agriculture officials say Indiana farmers won't produce as much corn or soybeans as they had hoped for a second straight year. A report projects Indiana farmers to produce 50 million fewer bushels of corn and about 25 million fewer bushels of soybeans per acre this year over last. Wet fields in the spring delayed planting, and a prolonged dry spell this summer hurt the growth. And this morning at the Indiana State Fair, the world's largest drive-through breakfast goes on until 8 o'clock. Tonight is the hot air balloon night glow. The balloons will be inflated and lit at dusk. And tomorrow morning, the hot air balloon race launches after 6:30 a.m. WFYI weather, today sunny with a high of 83. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, low 62. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high 80, and Sunday a chance of showers and storms with a high again near 80 degrees. This morning we have clear skies and 64 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It is 6:34 now at 90.1 FM. The NCAA is wasting no time in imposing higher academic standards for...